This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I've heard this intro a million times. No idea who it is.
This is Weezer.
Yep. Weezer.
Yeah. Island of the Sun, I believe, is the title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did we see Weezer during our HFS days? I don't really know.
I don't know.
I think we missed them by like a year or so.
I don't
so.
Have a good file on Weezer.
I feel like they did do the festival, but like a year before we were there.
Could be the case. I don't recall having seen them.
Speaking of Island of the Sun, my buddy and his wife and two other couples flew to L.A.
Okay.
Then they got on a boat. Okay. And they're cruising to Hawaii.
Nice.
That sounds like a long cruise.
No chance I could ever
How long does it take to get from L.A. to Hawaii via a cruise ship?
I think 4 days, maybe a week. I don't know. It's days. But can you imagine being in the middle of the ocean for days?
No, yes. I'd be fine to go to Hawaii, but the jet.
Not on a boat.
No, not on a boat. You fly to L.A., you stop, then you make your way to Hawaii, and you're there in a few more hours.
I mean, that would be hard, too, just because of the time in the air, but definitely not on a boat.
I'm not fishing for an endorsement, but I've done one cruise, and
I know you would
loved
do it. I can't do that.
Loved it.
It's just too much time.
I know a lot of people that go on cruises that love them. Oh, sure. Now, I gained, I believe, 10 pounds in less than a week.
There's also a lot of people that go on cruises that wind up dutying in their pants because they have norovirus.
So that's not the majority,
there's yin and yang to the cruises.
I know you could do it. I'm just saying that's what he and his wife did. They obviously love it, but it took multiple days to get from L.A. to Hawaii.
Right.
I don't even know how fast boats go. How fast they go? 40 miles per hour?
It's knots.
All right, where do they go? 40 knots?
I don't know. Again, I have no idea how fast a cruise ship can move.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into EB's first commercial break film study of the season. We talked about Shedeur Sanders earlier in the show. Ian Rappaport.
What game did you watch?
I actually watched the NFL Network. A few of them.
Said he has really no idea where Shedeur is going to fall.
By the way, this is his second commercial break film study.
Oh, it is
he did
second?
Will Howard. From Ohio State.
Yes.
And he stunk.
He gave Will Howard a 50.1 and labeled him as a practice squatter career backup ceiling.
Right.
All right. So Shedeur Sanders, 6'2", 215 pounds. Obviously the son, the oldest son, I think, right? Is he the oldest son of
of Deion.
I think he's
Deion.
The oldest, but I'm not sure.
I could be wrong. I remember reading about Bronny. Bronny's the oldest son of LeBron. Born in Dallas, Texas. Threw for 4,134 yards, 37 touchdowns, just 10 interceptions.
Shiloh's older.
Oh, he is? Okay.
And he has a Deion Jr. who's 31.
In terms of, we won't worry about his first two seasons, but in his last two in Colorado, threw for 64 touchdowns, just 13 interceptions. So, to Drabby's point, I don't know. He definitely protected the football. Did he take a bunch of sacks? Because he didn't want to, you know, have a bad completion percentage, maybe. He definitely took a lot of sacks because, put it this way, it's kind of shocking when you look at it. Rushing-wise, he's carried the ball, so-called, 211 times for minus 127 yards. So he gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage all the time.
That does not sound great.
He was sacked 42 times, including six in a 52-0 win over Oklahoma State.
Now, all that being said, I actually think he's athletic enough. He's not Jaden Daniels. He's not Lamar Jackson. But he's certainly athletic enough. Maybe middle of his prime, like Russell Wilson. Like, he can create with his legs. You see a few times where he gets caught from behind by, like, a D-end or a linebacker. But he definitely has touchdowns. He has first downs that he creates when the pocket breaks down and he finds space. What is interesting is, He has a little Caleb Williams in him because there's a lot of check down stuff, like, right away. You know, very simple offense. I don't know how much he's reading defenses. I can't tell. There's a lot of quick stuff, right? But then if it's a little longer developing play and the pocket develops, he will dance around, twirl around, 5 seconds, you know. And he sometimes he's sacked. Sometimes he takes off and runs. But sometimes he throws a great ball downfield. So he's kind of an enigma that way. I don't know how to make a large generalization about it. He doesn't look like he has the world's strongest arm. I think that's fair. But, and I don't know that this is like a real scouting term, but to me, he kind of has like soft legs a lot, where his footwork isn't great, and so he throws off his back foot a lot, and the balls tend to float. I'd like to see more conviction, because when he steps into it and rips it, it's fine. Like, I think it's NFL caliber. I don't see any problem with it. I'd like to see a little more urgency in his drop. Everything, you know, a lot of these guys, they're all just shotgun guys. He just kind of, like, daintily walks back or slowly walks back. He's very calm. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't look like – I'd like to see a little more speed there, maybe. And just a little bit more conviction. Plant the foot. Rip it. You see it sometimes. But I'd like to see more of it. I don't know. If I had to give him a grade, Jesus Christ.
I wonder if he's 6'2", because I've seen listings at 6'1 as well. I don't know what he officially lists.
I like what I see, to be honest with you.
Is he the third pick in the draft or higher?
I don't know. I mean, all these guys go high. I'm going to say 81.3.
Seems pretty good.
Seems like a pretty high grade.
I mean, I think I would take a chance on him. If I needed a quarterback, I would take a chance on him. I don't know if he's reading defenses. I can't tell. Looks pretty quick. Totally wide open, spread off, whatever kind of offense they're running, Cakes. But he's got a lot of ability, I think.
We also need your, I guess, position on him. Like, where do you think he'll be in the league? Like, do you think he'll be a Pro Bowler? Do you think he'll be a...
I don't know. I think he's a boomer bust. He's a classic boomer bust. I think he'd be a starter. I don't know if he's a day one starter, but, like, do you think Jordan Love has a bigger arm? Maybe Jordan Love has a bigger arm.
I think Jordan Love's arm's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, this is not the first 81.3 that Eric has given.
Oh, I gave another one?
Yes. You gave an 81.3 to Will Levis.
And he bombed. Cool. He wasn't good.
Yeah, he's not been very good at all.
But I like him more than I like Levis. Obviously, now I can't remember how I felt coming out. I just know Jason tainted me on Levis. I'm surprised I gave him that high a grade. But anyway, there you go. I think I would take, if I was in need of a quarterback, if I was Cleveland
at number two, though, or you?
I mean, dude, I guess he's got. There's nothing he can't. That guy's an athlete.
If you feel like he can be your starter for the next 7 or 8 years,
he could definitely get first downs with his legs. He could definitely be creative and freelance. And he steps into it when he has conviction. He can rip throws. You know, I don't
sure. think he has the football IQ, just being around the sport.
You think he does?
I would think that he would. Like, I would think that just being Deion Sanders' son and being exposed to some of the greats that Deion has been around, that his quarterback knowledge would rival almost anybody's.
He made one throw, I think it was against Baylor, with the classic, oh no, he's running left, right? Mm-hmm. And then he throws against his body. And it wasn't a dart, but it was perfectly timed.
And look, people are going to kill me just for bringing up this name, but the comparison that I would make, and I don't watch a ton of college football, is Joe Burrow. Because I think when Joe Burrow came out, people said he didn't have the best arm, like they say about Shador Sanders, but he had a good enough arm. People said he wasn't super athletic, but he's certainly athletic enough. Now his processing is off the chart.
I think that's an aggressive comp because Burrow was clearly the number one quarterback in his class.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even close. And I don't think anybody's going to say that about Sanders.
Yeah. And he's much bigger.
I'm just saying the physical traits that you hear that are the knocks on Shador Sanders remind me of the knocks against Joe Burrow.
Do you think he's not 6'2"? You think 6'2 is a stretch?
I've seen lists of that.
215 is kind of light.
Yeah, I've seen 6'1", 212. I've seen 6'1", 210. Uh-huh. I've seen 6'2". I don't know. I don't know what he listed at the combine.
Maybe we'll have to get on our QB draft guru, Daniel Kelly, the former Jet scout that listeners love when we have on.
He hates him.
What's his Twitter handle?
Is he the guy that's first round mock?
Oh, so he loved Spencer Rattler. He went hard against Caleb Williams.
Hard
that,
against Caleb.
That guy. Okay.
And he liked Jaden, right? He liked Jaden.
No, he had him as the third round pick.
Then
he kind of moved him up as Jaden was playing better.
He's kind of all over the place. He says Shador Sanders is a practice squad talent with a famous last name.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then teams like the Browns at 2, if they have anybody decent running their personnel department, they're going to be able to parse that out.
There's nothing elite, dominant, or special about him on game film. He doesn't have the skill set to meet those expectations. All they're doing is setting him up to fail with a first-round grade.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Comes down to desperate teams.
I don't know that I saw anything that was super special, like that's like unique. But he can do a lot of things, I think.
Do I want to bet that he falls out of the top 10? It's a dicey bet, but he could be sliding when it comes to drafting. I mean, the draft's less than a month away.
Who cares where he goes? Bet, is he eventually going to be a starter in the league? Or is he going to just be
I think he'll be a starter. I'm not sure how long he'll be a starter, but I think he will be a starter.
So you think he could be like
maybe
a Daniel Jones
maybe
type?
Maybe not right away. But I think eventually he'll be a starter. Because someone's going to draft him high, and they're going to have to start him.
Well,
he's going to go fourth round. He's going to go, if he doesn't go first, he might, you know, maybe second.
You don't have to play an early second right away, though. You could wait.
No, I'm not saying, that's what I'm saying. I think he's going to be a starter. I just don't know when.
If the Browns pass on him at 2, it's a huge red flag. Because they are quarterback horny / desperate. So if he's there and they just say, you know what, we're going to go with Hunter or Abdul Carter instead. I think that's a giant red flag on him. Like, if he's the real deal, like, he would be picked at number 2.
Some of the books do think there's a shot that Sanders does go to.
Right.
To the Browns.
He may.
It's kind of room for him to succeed. I don't know why. Like, the Bronny thing got me thinking. I never was a LeBron James guy, and he wouldn't have been drafted in the second round but for his dad. But the whole world just mocked Bronny. So I kind of want to see him succeed. So when I saw him score 38 points, I was like, okay. And I feel like this kid's getting a similar rap. Now, the difference is he's got his rap, right? Didn't he have a rap song? And he's got kind of some of that flashy personality that rubs some people
Deion's
the wrong
kid,
way.
You're gonna have a bunch of swagger.
I've seen a few interviews with him where he does it like with these podcaster guys or whatever. He seems like a nice kid.
Right. That's why I was saying
he actually seems like a nice kid.
Similar to Bronny, I think I'm pulling for Shador.
Oh, I'm definitely pulling
for him. Who are you not pulling for?
Who but am I not fooling for? Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a big hate list right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you don't care about Cam Ward. Yeah. Like, there's no reason to care. No,
I have zero care about Cam Ward.
Right. Shador's kind of interesting, you know,
because of his dad.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I'm pretty ambivalent towards. Jackson Dart.
I'll tell you who I'm rooting
Will
for.
Will Howard.
I'm rooting for Travis Hunter. 100% rooting for him to be a star.
Well, I want him to play both ways.
And I think he will be.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
But you kind of want him to be DB with a sprinkle of wide receiver.
No. I don't care what position he plays. I think he's going to be good. I'm just saying he can't play 100% of the time on the field. So he's got to either be.
I think he can do what he did in college.
It's too much, man.
And I've heard other pros say that they believe he can too.
I don't think he will, but if he's a receiver, I think he's going to be a great receiver. If he's a DB, I think he's going to be a great DB.
But if he can do both, what an insane value that is for the team that gets him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you would have a starting wideout and starting cornerback.
Yeah.
Well, if he's available at 3 and the Giants still take him, they're stupid. Well, we already know they're stupid.
I think they're kind of stupid.
we already know they're stupid.
I could see them passing on him even if he's there.
How could they not take him? I don't know.
Now, their owner didn't get the F, right? That was Woody Johnson, the Jets.
Woody Johnson got the F.
What did he get?
I don't remember what the Giants one got.
I'd have to look it up.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I know Woody Johnson got straight up F, or maybe even F minus, if that's possible.
F minus.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies.